Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. We have two scripture readings today. The first one is from James chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself undisdained by the world. The second is from Proverbs 31, verse 8. Speak out for those who cannot speak, for the rights of all the destitute. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Well, it's a privilege for me to be able to introduce you to Diana Wiley. She is the founder of True Vineyard Ministries. And excitingly, this ministry is based in San Marcos, just a few miles away from us. I had the opportunity to meet Diana back in 2008, shortly after my husband and I had started dating, and he was serving as the associate pastor at her church, and we met through one of their church functions. And as soon as I heard who she was and what she was up to, I knew that I had to be a part of this work that God is doing through True Vineyard Ministries. And if I could, I would have packed my bags and left the next day to go to Rwanda with her. And it has been all these years, 6 years now almost, that I have been praying and waiting for God to open the opportunity to partner with True Vineyard and go to Rwanda. And so it's been a long journey on my part, it feels like. But God has finally opened those doors, and I'm excited that we have this opportunity to partner together with True Vineyard. So I'm going to turn it over to Diana and let you hear the passion that she has for this work and to hear just all the amazing things that God is doing. One thing that I have learned as our friendship has developed over the years is that God follows wherever, or Diana follows wherever God leads her, no matter how unknown the future is. She always steps out in faith and does what God has asked of her. So it's a joy for me to introduce to you Diana Wiley.
Good morning. It is such a joy for me to be here in the town right next to San Marcos. It's great to be here. You know, Missy has been talking to me for some time, and Ryan, about the work in Rwanda, so it's really exciting to be here this morning. True Vineyard is a faith-based ministry that grew and bloomed from seeds that were planted in the Methodist Church more than 10 years ago. The work of the ministry focuses on answering the Bible's call to care for the widow and the orphan in Rwanda. True Vineyard is a nationally recognized non-governmental organization registered to work anywhere in Rwanda, and we're also an international advance special of the United Methodist General Board of Global Missions. Can you guys hear me okay? God has a lot to say about caring for the orphan and the widow. The Bible references the word orphan 41 times and the word widow 85. What do you think that the number of these references would suggest about the level of God's concern for them? There are many verses of Scripture that tell us about our responsibilities. We are to exercise caution not to mistreat them. We're to exercise opportunities to assist them. Caring for them does not simply consist of compassionate and kind acts. Rather, caring for the fatherless and the widowed is at the very heart of God. Loving our neighbor as ourselves is the second greatest commandment. In today's scripture lies the indispensable ingredient of true religion. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after widows and orphans in their distress. It's incredible. We're given the only brief definition of pure and faultless religion in the New Testament. And now James tells us as a necessary ingredient lies in looking after orphans and widows. It might be difficult for many of us. Maybe you don't know any orphans. You can't relate to some widows. But James is not giving us a comprehensive definition of religion, but he's making this very important point that without the work of caring and loving the least of these, without that work, it's worthless Christianity. He's speaking of the helpless people which God in his providence brings into our lives. In his day, who would have looked after the frail, senile widow? Who would have kept and raised unwanted children? True religion, James is saying, shows itself in looking after the neighbor of yours who is in need. We can expand on the list of needy people, can't we? The neighbor who we meet may be suffer with AIDS, the mentally handicapped, the elderly, the deaf, the drug addict, the homeless, street children, victims of famine or natural disasters. You most certainly don't have to go to Rwanda, but as a Christian, you do have to work the support wherever God is calling you. Most of you probably in this room remember 1994 in Rwanda and the horrible genocide that took place there for 100 days where almost, a million people were died. And as a result of the tragic acts of those 100 days, there were many women that were assaulted. But because of that specifically, there are over 600,000 widows living in Rwanda today. After the genocide and the results and the acts of war of genocide, there were over 60% of women that were assaulted during that time that were HIV positive. And so the killing has gone on long after the genocide stopped. It's gone on for many years. It's been passed to children, and the killing has gone on. And so that has really been the call of my life to be working in Rwanda. To date, True Vineyard Ministries employs 2 full-time employees in San Marcos, and we employ 50 full-time employees in Musanze, Rwanda. 35 of these employees are widows. These women lost their husbands during the genocide, subsequent civil wars, and to HIV. TVM provides the tools for these women to learn the specialized skill of spinning wool into yarn so that they can be empowered to live in self-sufficiency and become leaders of Christian change. Significant and lasting changes occur in Africa when impoverished women have regular employment. The effects of these radical changes are seen in the communities, their children, and in future generations. The women of True Vineyard Ministries spin wool from our own flock of sheep and dye the yarn organically with cosmos petals, eucalyptus, and other medicinal plants. True Vineyard sells the yarn from the Handspun Hope Project in our store, the Vineyard Marketplace in San Marcos. We also sell to other socially responsible businesses that teach us how we can take part in combating global poverty. I'm gonna play a video and kind of interact here, but we're gonna play a video that kind of shows you what our women do. It's been an amazing process, and it's just remarkable that God has given this work to these women in Rwanda. But the beauty of our work is about empowering women that have been made marginalized They've been transformed and become self-sufficient. We don't give monetary gifts, but we pay them an above fair wage salary so that they are empowered to be reliant on what God has given them through the employment with True Vineyard. Through these women, TVM is directly impacting the lives of 234 people, which means today they will have soap, they will have food, they will have shelter, they will have health care. Today, the school-aged children will get their education. It costs approximately $50 a year for a child to go to public school in Rwanda because they have to be able to buy a uniform and they have to be able to buy books. And unfortunately, part of the plight of the poor in Rwanda is that $50 a year is just unheard of, just unheard of. And so there are kids that really want to go to school, but they can't. But we pay the school fees for the school-aged children. When a woman comes to work with us, we will pay for the first 2 years for that child to go to school so that that woman can prepare herself for then being responsible for paying for the salaries. But we really want her to be empowered to take care of her own family. But each of our women care not only for her own children, but she cares for children of a deceased family member. So we have one of our women is caring for 9 children, her own children and the children of a sister, of a deceased sister. TVM provides health care for each of our employees and their children, making it less costly to get prescriptions and medical care for those that are injured or sick. Because the women are provided with full-time salaries, they're able to meet the needs of themselves and their large families. In Rwanda, the government provides free of charge the antiretroviral medication that's needed to help people that are infected with HIV, helps them live healthier, more productive lives. They offer it for free, but the problem is that in order to be able to take that treatment, you have to eat regular, healthy meals. So most people with AIDS in Rwanda don't take the medication, even though it's offered free, because they don't know that they're going to get to eat a healthy meal. They don't know when that next meal will come. If you take the treatment without having a healthy meal, then it actually accelerates the acts of AIDS. So people just don't take it in general. For the women and children who are infected with AIDS, in our program, there has been a significant improvement in their health because of regular antiretroviral medication. They have an income, they can buy food, and they can take their treatment. So you would never even know these women are sick. Some of the women that I met when I first went to Rwanda and we started our program, I mean, these women, they were dying. And now they're just really just amazing parts of our community. True Vineyard also offers Christian counseling to the women and their families, and this benefit has brought healing and reconciliation in each of the lives that have all seen significant trauma. 100% of them have seen significant trauma in their lives. Katie Scrafford joined our team in Rwanda 1 year ago, and she independently raised all of her own financial support to work for us as a full-time volunteer. Incredibly, I met her in Rwanda about a little over a year ago, and her background is in family therapy, but she also previously worked as a shepherdess on a sheep farm in New Hampshire. You heard that correctly. God brought us a volunteer who's a counselor and was a shepherdess on a sheep farm. Now, if I was looking for that and somebody in the United States, I couldn't find it. But it's just pretty remarkable what's happened there. And so Katie is conversational in Kinyarwanda. She speaks with the ladies and works to counsel them. And she also gives us lots of advice on our flock of sheep. But trauma counseling is something that is greatly needed in Rwanda because of all the war and conflict. And with this challenge in mind, Katie and our country director, Simon, developed a lay counselor training program. And this was just this last year. This last summer, the first class of 14 lay counselors graduated. So now free trauma counseling is being offered to individuals in schools, persons with disabilities, several churches in northern Rwanda. So they trained lay counselors who've now gone out into their own spheres of influence, and they are offering free of charge trauma counseling. It's amazing. And so the reach of True Vineyard in northern Rwanda is just, it's growing and growing even beyond our 50 employees. But a counseling network is currently being formed And it's going to be the first, well, it is the first of its kind in northern Rwanda. And so, you know, many are being impacted by the presence of TVM, but our prayer is that this program can be extended this year by being able to hire Katie as a full-time program coordinator. She's really become just an essential part of our team. The women currently work out of a small house that TVM rented in, began renting in June of 2008 when we started with 10 women. And I'm happy to say that construction of a larger workspace is now underway on land that we already own, that we purchased in 2008. And the first phase of construction should be completed, I'm hoping, by about the beginning of February. But this summer, we hope to be working on the second phase. So when we take the team from First United Methodist Church in New Braunfels, we hope to be working on construction to finish up that. The women will go ahead and move into the building and start working as soon as the first phase is completed, but we do need that extra space because it's our dream and our heart, and there's some things in the work that I can't really talk about, but we expect to be able to really expand what we're doing in Rwanda, being able to hire more women very soon. So we're really, really excited. But we're hopeful and we're prayerful about the future of those that God has entrusted to our care in Rwanda. I kind of told you about, you know, who we are impacting in Rwanda, and I'm going to share another video with you. And this is just a candid interview that was done at the end of last summer. We had just hired our 35th woman, and before we can hire someone, we have to have sponsorship dollars to be able to take care of her salaries and take care of everything that we need for her. And so my church is First United Methodist Church in San Marcos, and so my church chose to sponsor her, and her Kinyarwanda name is Uimwana, which means God knows me. But her they also have a Christian name when they're baptized, so her Christian name is Ruth, so you'll see those names kind of interchangeable. But this is a candid interview that I did, and it really speaks louder than I can about the impact that we're having there.
You to be able to tell the church what it means for you to be here and to be working. So if you will just speak in Kinyarwanda, and then Thomas will translate. For a long time, my church has not sponsored a woman. So we're very, very happy that the church wanted to sponsor you because you are the newest woman to come to the group.
I was very, very happy when I first came here. What made me to be very happy? In my sicknesses, for your information, she is HIV positive. And I would say I was about to die. And when I came here, I met my fellow women. And as I started sharing with my fellow women, I could not even find the time to think about myself and my difficulties.
Kandi nezerwa cyane yuko muri ubu burwayi ntagiraga ikimfasha.
And I'm very happy because as I was sick, I did not have any help at all.
Kuko nabaga imiti kanzambye kanyica niyo yari igiye kunyica.
I was taking antiretroviral medicine, and because I did not have enough food, they were making me even worse. The medicine were making me even worse.
Ariko mwangiriye neza ku buryo mbona igikoma nkabona uturyo two kurya.
I'm grateful. Now I can have porridge. Can I go to buy porridge? I can be able to buy food.
Ubundi rwose numva mfite amahoro.
And now I have peace in my heart.
Abandi bayampaye ni mwebwe.
And my peace comes from nowhere but from you people. Of course, together with God, I believe my being here is just God's plan. As Jesus loved me, you so love me even when I don't deserve the kind of love you love me. The way you see me is not the same way I was before I came here. I was very thin, my body was looking very bad. But now I feel strong. I'm very thankful.
Well, we know that God brought her here. And we are so grateful that you're here too. It makes us very happy. So I know that your tears are tears of gratefulness and happiness.
When I came here in November, Ruth was out for almost a month. She was sick from HIV and then complications, and we were worried about her, about even losing her. But then she got better slowly. A lot of the ladies went to visit her and help her, and she came back, and she's been here with us since then. So we've just seen that change in her life, that she's become stronger. She's become a vibrant central part of the group here. She loves yoga. She gets the ladies going. She's singing. She's dancing. Her life has become vibrant.
It's so much easier if you see that for yourself than me telling you the change, but it's just remarkable what God is doing through the ministry. And it's really our prayer that we could bring in more women as quickly as possible. I mean, women have come, and you know, once they have their needs met, I mean, it's hard to talk to people about Jesus and about having eternal salvation if they're hungry or if they're sick. And so we've just seen the dramatic changes in their lives. Just really remarkable. But True Vineyard is called to care for this group of women and children in northern Rwanda, but it's not the full extent of our ministry. We also run the Vineyard Marketplace, which is our store that practices fair trade principles. It's not just the 234 people that we're impacting in Rwanda, but we are buying fair trade products from organizations in 11 African nations. And so we import those things back, and then we sell them in our store. And so the things that are purchased there are really gifts that do keep on giving. So we can't even measure the impact of what that's happening, but a lot of the organizations that we buy from, that we purchase from, we are their largest customer, and we continue to buy from them. We don't just go in there and buy from them once. We have relationships with these organizations, and we continue to buy them. So sewing cooperatives that helped widows, mostly women's organizations, but we also support several orphan-headed household organizations in Rwanda as well. We did bring some items from our store. They're set up in the Welcome Center, so if you're wondering what was going on over there, that's what's happening. And so if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, who's finished their Christmas shopping? Raise your hand. See, no hands, so you all need to go shop next door. But I would encourage you to go and take a look, and if you don't have time, I'd encourage you to come to the store in San Marcos. But what is true religion that's accepted as pure and faultless by God our Father? To look after orphans and widows in their distress, to love your orphan neighbor as yourself, to love your widowed neighbor as yourself, That is, to give of your time, energy, and resources for them. As Christians, it's our sacrifice to God. If God were here on earth, we could wait on him. We would feed him our most delicious food. We'd take him on vacation. We'd give him the best things, but he's not physically on the earth, but his people are. When you do those same things to the least of his people, you're doing that to him. So it's our doxology to him to look after those he has placed in our lives. I just thank you so much for hearing me, and I look forward to building a partnership with this church. It's very exciting. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Diana. I'm so excited about the potential of partnering with True Vineyard. Whether or not you feel called to go to Rwanda with us next summer, there are so many ways that you can get involved. You can sponsor a widow. You can shop. Who doesn't like to shop? And support their cause. You can work in their store in San Marcos by volunteering some hours. You can help set up trunk shows just like they've set up for us. There are so many ways to get involved and partner in this ministry where they are truly bringing and restoring life through the power of Christ working through them. They are a bright light in the midst of darkness, and it is all because of the grace of God that is working through faithful people that are just trying to follow the gospel. And we're being invited to partner with that. And so I hope that you will pray about how you can be a part of that. And if you are interested in going to Rwanda with us next summer, we are having an information meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll be in room 118, which is this room in the corner over here in the back of our building.